I spent the last 3 years learning from some of the best business minds inside the game of basketball. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to create freedom and have fun while doing it. So the question is, how are hoopers and basketball fanatics like us using those same skills that gave us success on the court to give us success in our new sport of business? This podcast will give you the answer. Join me as I learn, apply, share knowledge, and change lives through the game that changed mine. My name is Myson Jones, and welcome to the Basketball to Business Podcast.
What's up, basketball trainers? Those watching right now, those watching a lot later from now, I've got two main thoughts that I've been sticking with and honestly trying to do rather than just talk to you about it. You know what I'm saying? One, I was a communication major, so I kind of nerd out on communication stuff, and I'm not the best. I'm not great at it yet, but first thing is signals, man. I'm realizing people tell us how to persuade them if we actually listen to them. It could be verbal or nonverbal. I'm definitely still learning the nonverbal case when people make certain gestures or certain reactions that you may not be able to catch. But I know I've had instances, you may have had them too, where you've been with somebody who's a homie, who's a friend, and after you guys finish a conversation with somebody, they pick up on some things that you didn't pick up on. You didn't see the certain body language. You didn't hear that one inflection, that one thing that they said, or one motion that they made when they said something. And those things have been game changers whenever I have somebody with me who has picked up on those small nuances. Because otherwise it's sensory overload, right? You can't see every single thing. It's like being in a training session. Man, you can't watch every single athlete if you got 20 athletes in there and you're by yourself. It's tough. Same with these conversations, the really crucial, important conversations. And I know for me, having that person there to help me out to pick those cues up is everything. And that's what the playbook does too. So of course, I'm going to pitch the playbook. The playbook actually, it records your phone conversations so you guys can go back and listen to what words have been said. I literally have, and this is what I would suggest for you guys, is to have feedback calls. Feedback calls have been game changers for me, for us, because one, again, people are telling us how to persuade them. They're telling us a very important answer of why they actually buy. I usually talk about selling, prospecting, which I still do, don't get me wrong. Still prospect, but it's a much smarter prospect because I understand what people are actually wanting to buy. Not because I think I know everything, but because I'm literally taking notes and data from what they're saying. And you start to figure out those consistencies and what people are wanting for certain age groups. And then it starts to help you when you talk in your messaging, when you talk in your Facebook advertising, Instagram advertising, in your posts. You can start talking to that target market, your target market, a little wiser, better, and more strategically. This last call just, you know, surprised me a little bit. Like this guy's, he coaches at a college, saying he likes the coaching, the messaging. He wants his kid to, he likes the stretching as well, the fundamentals, and he wants his kid to be able to be in a positive environment first and foremost, and then be able to be put in an environment where there are more athletes, more, I guess, they're better skilled players. But first, right now, he needs him to build the assertiveness, the confidence, and he needs more aggression. And to be real, most of these parents feel like they're paying for a liaison, right? Most of these parents want to feel like that they feel that they're paying for someone who can say the same thing that they want to say, but their kids just don't listen for whatever reason that is. The parents feel like they want to pay for a liaison. They feel like they can tell their kids the same thing, but they pay for a trainer to say the same thing they believe to coach their kid, to get their kid to a certain action. So here's what I'm going to wrap up with. Two, maybe three really huge, crucial notes that have helped our basketball training business. One, it's hard to talk about any of this stuff. I have a friend who is, he said, you can't make content really unless you're in a good space, right? And for me, that's important. That's true. First thing is signals. People tell us how to persuade them if we actually listen to what they say, what they do, their inflections, their actions. If you're not good with this, I'm still learning. Man, if we're still learning about it, then we need to have somebody else alongside us who can actually help us out to pick up on those cues. So people, if we pay attention to the signals, they give us nonverbal and verbal cues as to how we can persuade them. Coaching feedback calls helps a ton with that, because I know for me, I miss them in real conversation unless I'm typing or writing something down. So recording it actually helps for me to go back and listen to it. Then we can literally use the same words verbatim or testimonials in our advertising, in our posts, and the conversion rate increases so much. I've actually seen it happen, and I hope you guys can start to do that too for your own websites and your own messaging. And the second thing would be, why do customers buy? So we talk about selling pretty often. I know I do, and I still prospect, but why people buy is more important than why or how we can sell. So asking those questions in the feedback calls, scheduling those feedback calls, they can be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but scheduling those feedback calls is everything, so you can keep marketing and getting your ideal customer to come to your business. So that's the main thing for me. I know we always try to help our trainees build skills, but as business owners, we got to keep sharpening our skills, right? Building our skills. Otherwise, this stuff gets so mundane and boring, and we get stagnant, and stagnation leads to lack of growth. So those are my notes right there. Hopefully this helps you guys out. And hope you actually, more than anything, take action on this stuff and keep building those skills as basketball trainers, because I know I'm doing it too.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.